Good morning, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and thank you very much. Interested in your article today about Western New York political strategist that we've all come to know here over recent years, Michael Caputo. He finds himself under the microscope in his role as Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the Department of Health and Human Services. There's a couple of elements to this in your story. First, Washington Senator Patty Murray wants Caputo out. She says that he's made some comments during a recent Facebook Live event. What were those comments that Mr. Caputo said?
Well, there were a series of different comments that he made. Some of them were about the Centers for Disease Control, which, of course, is part of HHS, which is the agency where he runs public affairs. And what he basically said there was that there were people within the CDC, scientists, who were out to get President Trump. He said that there was just this kind of cabal of scientists who want Trump out. The other thing that he said, which some people found very disturbing, was that he predicted that there would be an armed insurrection from the left after the election. And this is a troublesome notion to some people, obviously. And he was claiming that there was actually evidence of that insurrection being planned already.
And then there's another side of this, this one coming from the House of Representatives, a House Select Subcommittee. They're looking at what they call political interference with the CDC. And again, Michael Caputo attached to these questions. How so?
Well, basically what happened here is that after Caputo went to HHS in April, he hired a Canadian scientist named Paul Alexander to work with him. And what Alexander has been doing is very much keeping an eye on what CDC scientists are doing and what they're writing, particularly in the agency's morbidity and mortality reports, which are kind of considered the gold standard for reporting on unexpected deaths in the United States. There's not been any kind of political interference with those reports before, and therefore, there are people here in D.C. in the Congress who are very, very concerned that a political appointee from outside of CDC is overseeing and reviewing and perhaps even changing these health reports that long have been considered nonpartisan.
And the final question here, Jerry, if you can give us some perspective, your longtime role as Washington bureau chief for the Buffalo News, you know how Washington works better than the rest of us for sure. You know, Michael Caputo, we know how he operates for sure. He's most certainly outspoken. That's a nice way of saying in a lot of ways. He gets this post, this appointment job in Washington, D.C. Political appointees are nothing new. But at the same time, knowing his background, were eyebrows raised when he was given this particular appointment? Was it that out of the ordinary?
Well, I think that in Buffalo, among people who knew him and who've dealt with him, certainly some people question the move. What's interesting, though, is that Caputo, for all his outspokenness and prominence on cable television news over the last few years, is not as well known here in D.C., for example, as he is in Buffalo. So the hiring may have raised a few eyebrows, but really he did not call a lot of attention to himself until recently.
Jerry Zaremski of the Buffalo News, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning.
Okay, happy to do it. Have a good day. Thanks.